Amid a future war between the human race and the forces of artificial intelligence, Joshua, a hardened ex-special forces agent grieving the disappearance of his wife, is recruited to hunt down and kill the creator, the elusive architect of an advanced AI who has developed a mysterious weapon with the power to end the war and mankind itself. The Creator is a film that released October 1st, 2023. It had an estimated budget of $80 million, and its opening weekend, it did $36 million worldwide. It stars John David Washington as the soldier. It also stars Madeline Yona Voiles as Alfie, the young girl. It also stars Gemma Chan as Maya, the weapon's mother. I remember John David Washington from Tenet, the other sci-fi blockbuster, which I considered a flop from a year or two ago. This one is what Tenet should have been. It should have told the story like this. I remember Gemma Chan from the TV show Humans, where ironically she played the part of a robot. It was directed by Gareth Edwards, who I had never heard of, and it was also written by him and Chris Weitz. It had me gripped from beginning to end. What I really liked about The Creator is that it wasn't just a rehash of all the other sci-fi films that preceded it and the robots or slash the Terminator type films. It brought new story writing. It brought creative new ideas to the genre. There were some things that were cliche, but overall, it was a whole fresh experience. When it first started, they said that the robots had detonated a nuclear bomb in Los Angeles and that they had to be stopped. Right then, I was like, wow, if that was really true, then yeah, they are a force that has to be stopped. I'm going into spoiler territory right away here. What we come to find out was that, yeah, the robots did detonate the bomb, but it was due to a human programming error. It should have never happened. This is a film that was set about 50 years in the future, and it was the United States who was taking the lead on stamping out all the robots and all that AI and crushing it worldwide. I guess it had spread all across the world, and that led them to Asia, where the kind of the last holdout of these robots were, where the weapon was. The weapon is, as they call it, is this little girl who's essentially a hybrid, a half robot, a half human. And it's really the only way that I could think of where I wouldn't have a problem with turning off a robot. You can't turn off a real, like a human being, but you could turn off a machine. You can turn your lawnmower off. But when you start melding them together, when you're like half hybrid, half machine, then that sort of fuzzies up the lines as to if it's really alive or if it's dead or is it conscious or not. A lot of the robots behaved essentially just like human beings, so it would be really hard to just turn them off, like so to speak. It was also a political statement in the sense that I guess they're saying in a way that the United States had this big military machine and they were the only ones that could put a stop to this spread of these robots that were taken over. They had these big, giant, huge tanks and it said right on it, U.S. Army. I kind of let that one go. I think it would more likely be like a full on, it would be a response from multiple countries, not just the United States and maybe even the United Nations and that sort of thing, assuming that sort of thing exists in the future. But so there was that in the backdrop. And then the robot that was playing the weapon, her name was Alfie, because he said she was kind of an alpha robot. She was played by Madeline Voiles. She had her hair shaved and she was just so adorable. Joshua, who is basically played by John David Washington, who was trying to protect her and get her to the mom. And it was almost kind of an unspoken thing, like, well, after Maya was killed supposedly in the explosion that had happened when they came after the robots, Joshua was trying to get Alfie back to Maya. I guess Maya had, I was wondering, like, did she have a baby? But I guess she created Alfie somehow. I don't know if she used their DNA or something, but they somehow created this robot. And in effect, it made it sort of like Alfie was the daughter of Maya and Joshua. There was that going on. And so a lot of the part of this was him protecting Alfie and then her in turn protecting him by either turning off robots or making things happen. And I don't think it was an accident. The way that she activated her weapon was essentially just to put her hands together like she was praying. So there's that, like, is that like a religious kind of aspect to the film a little bit? Ultimately, this is satisfying from beginning to end. It didn't, to me, seem like it extended too long because I was just so enthralled in the story. I just wanted to know what was going to happen. At no point did I ever think, look at my watch saying this is extending too long. So I really did enjoy the experience of watching the creator, and without giving away what happens at the end, I highly recommend seeing this film, and I want to watch it again myself. I enjoyed it. I would give it 5 stars.